It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. With the concerning Delta variant of COVID-19 and surging cases of infection, many public health officials think that tactics need to change to increase vaccination rates. Vaccine mandates have been talked about, but the government and many businesses have not gone that way yet. Many health experts think that could change once the FDA grants full approval to the current vaccines. Shannon Pettypiece, senior White House reporter at NBC News Digital, joins us for why mandates could be on their way. Thanks for joining us, Shannon.
Sure.
Wanted to talk about vaccine mandates. You know, we've been seeing a lot of stuff happening with COVID recently. Cases are surging. Vaccine hesitancy is increasing. And we've talked about vaccine mandates for some time. There's some companies are requiring it. Most are not just yet. But there could be a full approval for the Pfizer vaccine by the FDA pretty soon. And some public health experts think that could be the thing that pushes us over the edge where mandates would start coming. So Shannon, tell us a little bit more about what we're seeing.
So far, we have seen colleges and universities, actually quite a few, several hundred of them, put in place requirements for their students, some of them put in place requirements for their staff to get vaccinated. There have been a handful of companies we've seen, like Delta Airlines and United Airlines, requiring vaccinations for new employees, but not current employees. So while we have seen some mandates put in place, and so far they've been held up in the courts, the limited number that there have been, when I talk to public health officials, including those who had been in the Biden administration and the Obama administration, they said that they expect to see a lot more mandates, requirements of various levels starting to go into place once these vaccines are in this full FDA approval phase and out of this emergency use authorization. And while those public health experts, as well as doctors, members of the current administration say that they fully expect the FDA is going to approve these vaccines, give them the full approval, and the data and the safety so far in the real world and the clinical studies, there's every indication they say that these vaccines are safe and effective. They believe that once we get out of this emergency use authorization phase, and the language in that statute, which sort of is designed for something that is to be deployed in a sort of emergency setting, once we get out of that, then they think companies, organizations, institutions, even state and local governments are going to feel more comfortable putting some vaccine requirements in place.
Yeah, Pfizer says they think they'll get full approval by January 2022. I guess the FDA commissioner said that they could make a decision well before then. So, you know, we'll see how all of that plays out. But when it comes to actually mandating, let's say full approval goes through all that, and then we start getting into some mandates, it's different because the federal government can only do so much mandating federal employees. And then everything else is going to have to be done on the local level, state and local governments.
You know, from the federal government, they are the biggest employer in the U.S. So they could require all federal employees get vaccinated. One former Biden administration official I talked to said, well, rather than really a blanket federal employee requirement, we could see something like members of the military be required to get vaccinated. And members of the military are required to get certain vaccines currently. We could see VA workers at VA hospitals and nursing homes be required to get vaccinated, or maybe even federal workers who have a lot of close contact with the public, like airport screeners. So once there is that full FDA approval, everything could be on the table and we could see the federal government reassess its strategy. On the state level, there are a number of states, about 20, that either have passed legislation or are considering legislation that would ban any sort of vaccine mandates or requirements, even for companies. So state legislatures are trying to get out ahead of this. But in the states that haven't or the states that don't pass regulations, the door is still open to companies that want to mandate the vaccine for their workers or for their customers, for concert goers. And then you get down to the level of local governments that would want to mandate it for schools. That type of thing, health experts say, expect to be on the table once we get this final FDA approval.
You know, a lot of people feel that it's time for tactics to change. You know, for a while, the Biden administration has been focusing on trying to make the vaccinations just readily accessible, spreading as much information as they can about it, fighting the misinformation. But that's only getting us so far, as we've seen, right? We've kind of plateaued, at least it seems, with people wanting to get vaccinations. And this could be that next phase of it. As I said, these tactics need to evolve throughout the whole thing.
Right. The number of vaccinations that are being administered every day has really slowed. It's dropped by about 50% from where we were in June when the administration said they were redoubling their efforts and making a big push. So the number of daily doses being administered keeps going down and down. And while there has been a lot of progress, you've got about still 1 in 3 people who are eligible for the vaccine who haven't even gotten their first dose yet. So to get to that next population, the administration says they're going to continue trying to get accurate information out to folks, trying to make the vaccine as accessible and available as possible. But like I said, one of the former Biden administration officials I talked to said that adding a requirement could help push those people who haven't felt like they needed it. Maybe they feel like they're not in a high risk group. It hasn't been a priority to them. If now all of a sudden they're required to have a vaccine to go to a concert or for their job for that matter, then you could see an extra wave of people step up and get vaccinated. But definitely, of course, fully expect, yes, for there to be others who resist that and for there to continue to be lawsuits and pushback against those type of efforts.
Right. Yeah. You know, I bring it up in just because I'm in Los Angeles County too, but you're seeing restrictions being reimposed again and nobody wants that. So these are all the other reasons why to go get it, because the more restrictions get in place, you know, everybody's going to start going crazy again. We're seeing Republican lawmakers, conservative personalities also start telling people to get vaccinated now. So it seems like the trend is turning there at least. But you're right. I mean, we'll eventually have to get to this place where things are going to start being mandated. It's going to cause a whole other host of problems, but it just seems like we're on our way there.
Well, yes, and there is this renewed sense of urgency with this Delta variant going around as we're seeing cases surge, largely among unpopulated vaccinations, but as we're even seeing breakthrough infections in people who are vaccinated and hospitalizations in rare instances in people who are vaccinated because we still have so much virus circulating. So I think that emergence of this Delta variant has been another thing that's added urgency to public health officials to say, maybe we need to find a new approach or an additional approach to push people, encourage them to get vaccinated. And for people who are strongly opposed to these requirements, you know, there are alternatives employers could put in place. They could say, well, if you're not vaccinated, you have to get tested a number of times a week and take time out of your day to do that. And, you know, and put that as an added layer to just try and make the workplace as safe as possible with as little virus going around as it can. But there is a sense that the current strategy is not going to get us over the finish line. So there is an anticipation that there's going to have to be some more tactics deployed, not just by the federal government, but by state, local governments, as well as private businesses, is what they're saying.
Shannon Pettypiece, senior White House reporter at NBC News Digital. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.